Hello and welcome.
Hello.
Okay, so this is a recipe. I seriously do not do good with recipes. I have to just kind of guess. This, I've tried to follow a recipe. And I'm going to link the recipe. It's probably a solid recipe for everybody but me. So you're welcome to use the recipe that's linked below. But I did have to go... What do you call that? Like if you go off the road, I had to go off-roading, I had to go Mad Max. This recipe went apocalyptic. Is that, would that be a fair statement?
I'm not sure.
You don't know what I'm getting at? Okay, this recipe said you could use peanut butter or any nut butter, and I have almond butter. I have thick almond butter and thin almond butter, and I use thick almond butter. And as the result, I kept adding more and more. I keep adding almond milk to thin it out. And the recipe does not call for any of that. So I'm thinking that maybe if you use a creamy nut butter, you either won't have to add a liquid or you won't have to add much. But I didn't want to go crazy, so instead of, I don't know, like doing a half a cup or whatever, I just did a tiny bit. Every time I added something dry, I would add, more and more. Just small amounts at a time because, you know, I'm not a baker. I don't know how juicy the batter's supposed to be. So you will have learned from my adventure. Now on to the flavor. What did you think of these chocolate chip vegan brownies?
Tastes like brownies.
Dude, would you say they were amazing?
They're very good.
Could you taste the almond butter?
Kinda. Not
it
that
was
much.
Like, I could taste a flavor, but my brain didn't distinguish it as almond butter. It was just like creaminess, kind of like, you know, it was a cup of fucking creamy almond butter. Creamy. It's like, that'd be equivalent to using any other oil, like a cup of oil. That's gonna just enhance the flavor. Texture. This is good. I also made a caramel butterscotch sauce and put that and ate it with that. I would encourage you to make both. The caramel sauce took seriously like 2 seconds to make. It was seriously fast and it just took this to the max. It's like, this is super chocolate and then the caramel sauce is like this ultra sweet vanilla pillow in the sky. Cloud, yes, it's a cloud in the sky. So chocolate and vanilla is amazing. So I would recommend doing both of those. I love having like this will last, you know, almost a week or whatever in the fridge. I love just having like a little piece every day. Like just it being ready, it's amazing. I love waking up to it. Make it and beat the fuck out.